Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
As the school year approaches, coronavirus cases statewide in children are rising. The State Department of Public Health reported almost 3,500 cases over the past couple of weeks among people 19 years old or younger. That's more than 10 times the previous 2 weeks. Meanwhile, Governor Baker's administration has strongly recommended masks at schools, but is leaving the decision to local school districts. However, some doctors and teachers groups are calling for the Baker administration to issue mask mandates at all schools. Joining us now to talk about all this is Mary Najimy, president of the Massachusetts Teachers Association, the state's largest teachers union. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
So in an interview yesterday, Governor Baker said that he expects virtually every school student in the state will be masked without a mandate. Do you think that's possible without a mandate that all these kids are going to be wearing masks this fall?
It is not possible without the governor finally stepping up and following our lead to require mandated masks in school. The coronavirus knows no boundaries. And if we want to keep our schools open, which is our number one priority, we need the Baker administration to finally lead.
But Governor Baker has been very consistent for several months now about saying he will not issue a mask mandate. So how are you going to deal with this?
Well, the MTA continues to follow the science and the recommended CDC recommendations, unlike the Baker administration. His reckless refusal to implement universal masking is putting the lives of our children at risk. And Bob, there's growing cries now, even from Congresswoman Presley and the Massachusetts Medical Society, who are all saying it's time for universal masking. So we are going to continue to support our local affiliates in bargaining over the conditions that are going to keep our entire school community safe.
What are you hearing from teachers in the local districts that are trying to think through this dilemma? What concerns are they voicing and what mitigation efforts are they considering?
Right. The educators are highly vaccinated at this point and they feel more confident. However, their two main concerns are students under 12 who are not yet eligible for the vaccine. And the vaccination rates in students between 12 and 18 is still too low to stop transmission. They're also concerned about their coworkers and themselves who have some level of health risk. So the MTA has always recommended and will continue to insist on the layered mitigation strategies. That's ventilation upgrades, vaccinations, universal masking, distancing where possible, and regular testing in the schools.
I think it's probably safe to say that many teachers are nervous about this, right?
Educators are nervous. We are excited to be back with our students. And the last thing that we want to have happen is to have our schools close because of reckless decisions by the Baker administration.
So the reason I ask the question that way is because I also want to know, are you hearing from teachers in local school districts who might be considering simply not going back to school and possibly organizing others in their districts to not go back in protest?
We're not at that point yet. People, educators are concerned. And that's why the first steps we have to take is to continue to follow through on the agreements we made last year and work to make sure our ventilation systems are in the right state of order, masking, vaccination, distancing, and testing. That's where we're putting our energies right now.
In the big picture, are there specific communities you're more worried about right now?
We are most worried about our communities of color and with low-income backgrounds for reasons of structural racism in healthcare, education funding, housing. They are at risk. They're lower vaccination rates, higher COVID numbers, and the impacts are worse.
So bottom line, for the parents and the students who are listening to this discussion right now, will it be safe for them to return to schools this fall?
We are doing all in our power to make our schools as safe as possible. And I invite parents to work with their educators, their school boards, their local boards of health, So this can be a collective effort to make sure our schools are as safe as they can be in the fall.
Mary Najimy, president of the Massachusetts Teachers Association, the largest teachers union in the state. Thanks a lot for speaking with us and good luck.
Thank you. Good to be with you.